We have some big news for the New England Patriots breaking this week. Let's check the score with Chris Sidorek. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana. All right, I got the cliche question for you. We got good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
Oh, you always start with the bad news. Always start with the bad news.
You never know these days. I don't know. All right, so the bad news is the NFL finally delivered the penalties for what some in the media, I don't like to use this word, but it's been called Spygate 2.0. I don't know if you remember last season, a Patriots film crew got busted filming the sidelines of a Bengals-Browns game. The team has maintained from the beginning that this was a film crew that was independent of football operations. They put out a statement saying basically this is a team that does these do-your-job videos, kind of a behind-the-scenes thing, and they were getting the life and times of a scout, basically advanced scouting. But the league cracked down pretty strongly against the Pats here. They announced that the team would have to pay a $1.1 million fine. They lose a third-round pick in next year's draft, and the Pats TV crew is not allowed to shoot any games for the entire 2020 season, assuming, obviously, we have a 2020 season.
Okay, so I can hear three different type of fan voices in my head, one being everyone who doesn't like the Patriots saying, it's about time the Pats cheat all the time. One on the other side saying, I love the Pats. This is ridiculous. This is overblown. And then I don't actually know what the third one would be.
Well, the third one's me. The third one is
me.
How's that?
Tell me.
Because I do feel like it's kind of inappropriate. It's too harsh of a penalty for what the actual infraction was. But let's be honest. This isn't a punishment of the team for this specific incident. This is basically their reputation, and they are now a team that is not going to be able to get the benefit of the doubt or to get away with kind of cutting corners or kind of maybe skirting around the rules. They have to play it by the book, and from all reports, Belichick was supposedly furious when this happened. They claim he had no advanced knowledge that this was going on. One interesting note, I read that Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk said that as the NFL was interviewing Patriots staff members, that those staff members kind of got a sense that the NFL was frustrated that they couldn't link this to football operations. So take that for what you will. And again, fans will have different reactions based on their allegiances to that. It is weird that it took 7 months to reach this, but I think ultimately the Patriots have to know they can't get away with anything at this point, and they need to follow the rule, every letter of the law.
All right, so with the last couple minutes, let's at least get to some good news. I think you have some.
I do. Cam Newton is now officially a New England Patriot for at least 1 year. We'll see what happens long term. But he signed a deal with the team for the league minimum, but it's loaded with incentives, so he could make up to about $7.5 million this year. I am thrilled to see this. I think a lot of folks were wondering what are the Patriots going to look like on the field without Tom Brady at the helm. Cam Newton is a proven quarterback in this league. It's going to be exciting to see how he fits into this offense.
Now, he's got a big history, right? Former Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, league MVP in 2015. Exactly. So you're talking about a guy that is a premier player, at least was. He's only 31, which is usually about the prime age for a quarterback. He does have a pretty extensive injury history. So that is a concern, and I think that's probably why he ended up signing for the league minimum.
Is that a huge concern, Chris?
Oh, yeah, especially when you're talking about a quarterback like Cam Newton. This is a guy who uses his legs. He runs as much as he throws. He's a very mobile quarterback. That's part of his weapon. And so I think there's always the concern that too many hits, they start to pile up, and eventually, you know, he had a shoulder injury. He broke his foot last year. You start to wonder, okay, is he just every time he gets hit, is he going to get hurt? So that's a concern. But again, the Pats signed him for low money if he does kind of flame out. It's really a low-risk, high-reward kind of move, the kind I think that Belichick really is known for.
What's the team saying?
Well, it's interesting. This just happened last night, so I haven't had a ton of chance to get reactions. But I did notice that the McCourty brothers, Jason and Devin, they were hosting their podcast. They were about to start. It's called Double Coverage. They're about to launch their episode just as the news broke. So they started talking about this a little bit, and I want to play a little bit of Devin's reaction to the signing.
When you add a guy like Cam Newton, it makes our quarterback room even better. We've already spoke about it before, the poise and the jump and the leap you expect for Stiddy to make. And I think it'll be interesting just to train in camp and competing and all of that. That's how we all get better.
So interesting notion there. Stiddy is Jarrett Stidham, who is expected to be the starter going into the year. He's thrown four total NFL passes in his entire career. So really an unproven commodity. Devin saying there, hey, the competition is going to make everyone better. Everyone is going to realize they have to step up their game.
All right, so we have a little more information about what the Pats team on the field is going to look like in the fall. In our last 20 seconds, any predictions?
I think, first of all, I think this is a great signing. I think Cam is going to be on the revenge tour. I think you can't undersell that point in sports when there is a player who is out to prove all the naysayers wrong. I think that really does translate to on the field or on the court. And I think that Bill Belichick ultimately is a football mastermind. I think he's going to put a competitive team out there. They're in a fairly weak division. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they're probably about 10-6, make the playoffs, and then we'll see from there.
I'm going to remember you said that. That's Radio Boston's Chris Sitterick.
It's on the record. You got the tape, Chris. Now. Thanks for
having
me.
I got tape.